And then there's also pneumonia, right?
Yes.
So pneumonia, you need to know azithromycin as your standard community acquired empiric treatment. They really like that. Because it'll cover strep pneumo, but it'll also cover your atypicals like mycoplasma. Chlamydia and Legionella are actually pretty rare, but the bottom line, and it will cover them. But the bottom line is that a macrolide, azithromycin, is the answer for just what you give empirically for community-acquired pneumonia. The other point about pneumonia management for family medicine is that if they explicitly tell you that the patient was on antibiotics the past 3 months, you'll choose a fluoroquinolone instead, like levofloxacin, rather than azithromycin. But we don't like giving fluoroquinolones because, first of all, they can cause cartilage damage. We don't like that. And that's usually in older males who are on steroids who will get like Achilles tendonitis. We don't like fluoroquinolone resistance either. And the other thing about fluoroquinolones is they're really annoying to take in terms of dietary habits. Like, they can't be taken with divalent cations like calcium or iron supplements. So that's sort of like the general rule. However, it extends beyond that because there's all sorts of ions in the foods we eat. So they're really annoying for the patients. Like, they can't have the antibiotics any time around when they're going to eat. Now, do macrolides cause side effects? Yes, but they're not as bad as fluoroquinolones. Like, you're talking azithromycin, like, prolonging QT interval, things to be aware of, right? GI disturbance, but that's more like level one stuff, I would say.